Amnesty International says attempts to take JioTV off the air represent a serious attack on freedom of expression in Pakistan. In an open letter to Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, the human rights group called for an investigation into the country's intelligence agency, ISI, over its alleged involvement in journalist attacks. The recent standoff between Jio News, one of the strongest media players in Pakistan, and ISI began after Hamid Mir, a prominent journalist and Jio anchor, was shot at 6 times. Mir spoke to VOA's Ayaz Gul in Islamabad about ISI's alleged tactics to block Jio.
It's not only the freedom of the media, but the future of investigative journalism in Pakistan is also at stake. I think that majority of the professional journalists, majority of the working journalists, they have not given up. I have not given up.
Jio accused ISI and its chief of plotting the attack on Mir. This provoked public anger against the TV channel, and rival channels also accused Jio of irresponsible reporting. Jio later apologized to ISI, but the issue has not been resolved. While journalists continue to face threats from different quarters in Pakistan, experts say Pakistani news media also needs to put its house in order. Abid Suleri is a social policy analyst in Pakistan.
Basically, it's owners who are finalizing the editorial policies of their channels. So it's not the anchor person, it's not the reporters. It's up to the owner and the editorial team. And if the editorial team, they decide not to enter in this blame game and this acquisition and counter-acquisition, obviously one can see some sort of peace and some sort of sanity. But unfortunately, that's not going to happen.
Mir also deplores what he sees as a lack of journalistic ethics.
There is no code of ethics for the media in Pakistan, and that's why some non-professional people in this field, they are taking advantage of that.
Those who attacked Mir are still on the loose, and irony experts say in the midst of this ongoing debate over press freedom. Muid Yusuf is with Washington's Institute of Peace.
It is necessary for the state of Pakistan to come clean on this, and then of course whatever law allows in terms of action against Jio, if it comes down to some extreme measure that is permissible, I don't think that's a smart move, simply because the state hasn't come clean yet.
Mir says despite all the troubles and threats to his life, he will not leave the country and continue to work as an investigative journalist. Kaukab Farshori, VOA News, Washington.